Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Piwe Musani Mawela, and she is a South African brewmaster. Not every day I talk to a brewmaster. And the first black woman in South Africa to found a microbrewery. Piwe, what a pleasure it is to speak to you on Chai FM this afternoon.
Good afternoon to your listeners.
Two issues I really want to touch on today. The one is your story, because I'm pretty fascinated how one gets into the beer game, and then we'll get on to the effects of COVID and lockdown and the liquor industry in general. But first, let's talk about you. Born in the Eastern Cape, I believe, Butterworth. And then how did this beer thing happen?
the beer thing didn't happen because I loved beer growing up.
Okay.
I actually never touched alcohol in my life up until I started working in an alcohol processing company. But for me, it was the sciences. I enjoyed science. I kind of knew that's kind of where I wanted to be. My parents wanted me to become a doctor, but I was not really into it. So it was when I was introduced to the study of biotechnology. That's where actually the whole thing started. So biotechnology is where we use microorganisms to make our product.
Gosh, that's fascinating. So you came at it from the scientific sort of perspective rather than the passion for the drink itself.
Yes. So I am a microbiologist. I've got honors in microbiology.
Fascinating.
And that's how I then got into SAB through the graduate recruitment program. And then, I trained as a brewer, qualified as a brewer. And then I thought, you know what, this is actually quite interesting and something I could possibly do for the rest of my life.
And then apparently you became the first person from South Africa to earn a national diploma in clear fermented beverages. Translate that for us. What does that actually mean?
So what happened was, when I was in varsity, together with SAB and the Institute of Brewing and Distilling, which is based in UK, they wanted to trial a qualification, because in South Africa, we never had a brewing qualification, even though the brewing company in the country was one of the biggest in the world. We actually never had a school to teach people. Everyone, we all had to go to London or the US. So we were part of the guinea pigs. There was 10 of us. And I was the first one to actually complete.
Amazing. So then you get this diploma and what? You come back to South Africa and you say, I want to open a microbrewery.
No, I actually worked for SAB for about 9 years before I left. I left SAB in 2015. And before I left, actually, I got introduced to the craft beer industry. So I got to see what was happening globally in the craft beer space, what was happening local. And I thought that was quite interesting. And as people started tasting my beers, they were like, oh, but I feel your beers are still good. Why are you not making this, having your own brewery? And that's where it started.
Absolutely fascinating. Fascinating because you're tapping into something that is just so key to South African culture and part of our culture. I want to now move to the current situation, because here you are, a black businesswoman, a woman who is you're breaking boundaries, you're doing things that are experimental and different, and then COVID hits, and that must have been a really hard hit, specifically coming from the liquor industry.
COVID was it turned life upside down. When COVID happened, I started Brewster's Craft as a company in 2015 when I left SAB. Initially, I was focusing on training and consulting, and then I received funding to open up my own plant. So in 2019, that's when we actually started production. So when COVID happened, we're like 7 months in production, just starting, have not even started, had a few clients here and there. Mm. So it was a very, very stressful time because we had a brand new equipment. We were supposed to be starting paying loans. I had just employed more people because, it was beginning of the year and the plan was, this is the year we're going to push. So I had all these people and, it was a very, very stressful, time, I won't lie. And each alcohol ban, I kept hoping it's the last one. I mean, the very first one, I looked at maybe converting the plant to making sanitizers. And then the next band, I looked at launching an alcoholic product. And then I moved to focusing on the training. You know, each one, it was like, I hope this is the last one. Let me just try push so that at least at the end of this, I'm still floating and I'm still here. And,
are you hopeful as to the future right now?
I am still hopeful. Unfortunately, I've had to close down my brewery because of everything that's happening, but I'm still very much hopeful, for the future. I'm still hopeful that, you know, there is life after COVID.
Incredible the effect to which it's had, unintended consequences on so many people. I mean, who would have thought? I bet you when you went off to London to get this degree, it never dawned on you for one moment that you'd be facing the kind of challenge that we are facing now. I mean, it was unthinkable.
No, it was. It was very much unthinkable. But it's all learning. Nobody thought COVID would happen, and it has happened. And it has pushed us to become the best we can be and tested to our limits. So we can only get better.
We're going to leave it there this afternoon, but that is exactly the reason why you're going to be a great success, because if you can see the possibility in the disadvantage, well, then you're on the road to success, that is for sure. Thank you for talking to us here on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.